This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Syria is moving forward of forces toward its northern border. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Syria's state news agency says troops have entered Tabqa as they move north against Turkish forces in the country. Tabqa had been run by the Islamic State group and is on the road to the city of Raqqa, which was IS's de facto capital until it lost both in 2017. The move towards Tabqa and nearby villages comes a day after Syria's Kurds say Syrian government forces had agreed to help them fend off Turkey's invasion. That's a major shift in alliances as US troops withdraw from the northern border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, AP's Sagar Meghani reports U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening Turkey with sanctions.
As he faces more criticism that he's betrayed Syrian Kurds in northern Syria, the president says big sanctions are coming against Turkey for its offensive, and a top Senate ally is backing him.
We're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
Lindsey Graham referring to Turkey's president, whom he tells Fox and Friends will face crippling sanctions. Turkey tells the U.N. Security Council it's acting in self-defense against an imminent terrorist threat in a bid to protect its borders from the Kurds and Islamic State fighters. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
It's a busy week in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Today, Fiona Hill, a former top National Security Council expert on Russia, is testifying to the House panels leading the investigation. On Thursday, Gordon Sondland, Mr. Trump's hand-picked ambassador to the European Union, will testify. According to the Washington Post, he's expected to tell Congress his text message reassuring another diplomat there was no quid pro quo in their interactions with Ukraine was based solely on what President Donald Trump told him. This is VOA News. Spain's Supreme